Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Three scoops a day with Alan, Mike, and Mary, and it's time for a local scoop, which is brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. And on Free Therapy Thursday, this day with Dr. Elaine Ducharme, an important topic, sleep. Don't we all love sleep? And sleep obviously keeps you healthier. And I have watched my wife being unable to turn off her brain for I can't even count how many days. So this is an important time and an important topic. Good morning, Dr. Ducharme.
Good morning, Mike. It really is. It's an important topic, and it's kind of such a crazy time because, you know, before 2020, and I'm using that term broadly, before everything sort of started falling apart, about 18 to 20% of people said they were dissatisfied with the quality of their sleep. So that's before any of this happened. And since, you know, 2020 has occurred, I am seeing people tell me all the time they just can't turn their brains off. You know, you get into bed, you turn out the lights, and now it's quiet, or sort of sometimes, and you just, you know, your brain starts going, and you're up to try and make yourself a note because you just remembered something, and people are really frustrated. So there are a couple of risk factors. It's interesting you said you're watching your wife do this. Women are way more likely to have insomnia, as well as older adults. And one of the interesting things for women is that when women are going through menopause, sleep difficulty is one of the major issues and often missed by doctors. So it's really important to check with your physician if you have those kinds of things occurring. But also people with any kind of mental illness, mood disorders, and obviously there are physical things such as sleep apnea, where, you know, people are really struggling because they stop breathing. So you want to make sure if you're really having trouble sleeping that you check with your physician to make sure we don't have any underlying, you know, sleep conditions. But then we have something that always makes me giggle a bit because it's called basic sleep hygiene. Have you heard that term?
I have not heard that.
Oh, I think when I think basic sleep hygiene, which is used to talk about sleep, what I call sleep protocols, I think of somebody jumping up and jumping in the shower and washing your hands like, you know, we're having all this hygiene. But really what it is, it's sort of the basic things to do to help people sleep. And they're kind of, you know, make common sense, sort of, you know, kinds of things like no caffeine after 4 or 6 hours before bed. There's some people who can't have caffeine after noon.
Sure.
Alcohol 4 to 6 hours before bed, because even though people say it makes me sleepy, what alcohol does is actually disrupt your sleep in the middle of the night. So you may have a couple glasses of wine and say, oh, I'm so tired, and fall asleep, and then at 3 in the morning you're wide awake, which is interesting. Strenuous activity before bed. We really want you to have about 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed between your exercise, because even though exercise really helps you overall sleep, you know, think about it. After a great workout, you have all this new energy.
It
doesn't work. Avoiding heavy meals right before bed. And these are two important things. Decreasing your sound and your light. So I'd like people to think about what sounds are in their rooms. And what's one first sound that might come to mind, Mike? What do you think? What kind of sounds might somebody hear?
I think a television.
Television, absolutely. And the other big one is snoring. You know, I see so many people, a partner has sleep apnea, they can't sleep, you know, it's just noise. And so a couple of things that have to do with both light and sound, you're right, turn off TV and all electronics. But one of the things for snoring, first of all, hopefully that person gets some treatment for that, but also using headsets.
Okay.
A noise-canceling headset and listening to some great meditations that I'm going to talk about in a second, that can really help. And the light, I mean, think about, I don't know about you, but in many bedrooms, clocks have a glow, right?
They do.
That bothers light.
Me. Even what if I see the hallway light under the door, it bothers me.
Yeah, exactly. So I found, I just bought a new clock for my side of the bed, and it was so bright, and I finally figured out how to dim it, which was huge. And then I think sometimes what really can be helpful is a basic sleep mask. Oh. It may seem silly, but when it blocks out the light, it may help your body just sort of say, oh, okay, this is sleep time. So cooler temperatures, as I said, electronics, and then this is a really big one, get your pets off your bed.
Really? They don't help? Because now Carol will tell me that she thinks that our dog Zuzu is a great cuddler.
Okay, so if they're not, if you're not having any sleep difficulties and you just want to snuggle into your pet and that's working well, great. But you know, I know people who tell me, and lots of people tell me, that they lie in bed, and if the dog is in a good position, they won't move, because God forbid we upset the dog.
That's true.
So I know that the one time I tried to have our dog lay on our bed and sleep on our bed all night long, he was over my legs and over my husband's legs and back over mine, and I'm like, this is insanity. So I know a lot of people love having their dogs in their beds, but if it's if you're having trouble sleep, try having the dog sleep somewhere else. And then great sleep meditation apps. People have very different, you know, likes and dislikes. Some people like to listen to a story and it puts them to sleep. Others are, you know, a direction, a meditation that helps you really visualize letting go. And others are just sleep sounds, like, you know, the sound of rain can be very, very helpful. And lastly, one of the things is just avoid any controversial news television shows before you go to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I like a little white noise. You know, sometimes the fan on low, even if it's not, you know, warm, just the noise is helpful.
Yeah, exactly. And I found there's a great app on, I use Insight Timer a lot. I really like it because there's 40,000 free meditations with all different voices and all different sounds and stories. Calm is another one that has great sleep stories. So when you know you use these basic treatments, and they really are very, very successful. For people who are still having a lot of difficulty, though, even using these things, we have a new sleep protocol that's very effective. And so if you've ruled out any basic medical, you know, underlying condition, the newer recommendations, include all of that sleep hygiene, but then they include sleep restrictions. And what that means, it sounds kind of like weird, but what it means is we focus around the number of hours actually spent in bed and time asleep. So we're trying to get people to have no less than 5 hours. And what we do is instead of saying go to bed at the same time every night, which is an old kind of rule, we say, let's see, when do you want to get up every day? So we establish a wake time first, and then we go backwards 5 hours. So if you want to get up at 6 in the morning, you know, every day, we say, don't get into bed until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Huh.
That can be hard, and we really help you work on things so that you don't nap during the day, so that you're very tired when you get into bed.
Okay.
And then if you get into bed and at any point you wake up or you can't go to sleep for more than 10 minutes, you get up out of bed, go into another room, sit in a very uncomfortable chair and do something boring, like reading a book until you get sleepy and that you're not likely to fall asleep in that chair, and then get back into bed. And it's really amazing that when we do this, is we start to achieve really good quality sleep rather than just quantity right away. Then we back it out. When we start getting good results, we back it out a half hour and keep adding on until we get a good 7-8 hour sleep. And it is really amazing how well this plan can work. We have to be careful of certain things. When people have any mania, we have to be careful in terms of sleep deprivation. And for some people, they still may need medication. But, you know, meds have a lot of side effects, Mike. And when we need them for sleep. But if we can use these techniques and they're very successful, it's really helpful. And when we are getting better sleep, we are better able to cope with pretty much anything.
Sleep advice on this free Therapy Thursday. Dr. Elaine Ducharme, if someone needs to chat with you, how can they get in touch?
DrElaineDucharme.com.